W2T stationary.
I'm headed back to the house with a Dodge truck full of wood.
To the fireplace or wood to build?
Firewood. I tell you what, I've got the bed of this thing loaded completely down, and it didn't even squash the springs down. It's a 2500 diesel, and it's like it ain't even back there.
That's your truck, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Get you to come down and pick up a load of soil, dirt, and some rocks for me one day. Hey, I'll have them take and dump it in with the bucket. I'm not going to load it.
So where do you want me to take this to?
To my house.
Well, you want the load picked up so that you can take it to your house. Okay.
Yeah, I've got a hole that's formed up out here in my yard, and I need to fill it in. And it's along where my drain field is, and it's along the side of a block of concrete where I was going to put up a tower at one time, which never got put up. And it keeps getting bigger and the hole deeper, so I need to fill it. I need, probably what I need is a pickup truck load of fill dirt and then a pickup truck load of topsoil just to fill it in and then cover it over so I can put some grass on it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, speaking of towers, did you see that, I don't know if you saw it or not, but W4NGU sent me something the other day that I just hee-hawed over.
Yeah.
I was doing my tower, I kind of went a little bit overboard with the base.
Yeah, I kind of heard you describe it as being excessive.
Yeah, well, this guy has a picture of himself in the hole that he dug for the concrete for his 48-foot tower. 4 foot by 4 foot by 9 feet deep.
What deep pockets if he's going to put that much concrete in that hole?
Yeah, but 9 feet deep?
That's what I mean, you know. And another case of overdoing it.
Well, mine was borderline, but that's just overkill stupid.
Overdoing it. Yeah, probably so. 4 foot by 4 foot by 9 foot deep. And what I want to know is how he got out of that hole after he dug it.
He had a ladder down in there. And, man, oh well.
Building a rebar cage down in there to pour that concrete around.
No, in the picture it didn't show him having gotten that far yet.
All right, and I know a guy that did do one. That was 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot. But he was also putting up a 140-foot tower, too, so he needed a little bit more to brace that, and he put some nice guy wires on it and everything. And you should have seen the rebar cage that was built down inside that opening before they poured the concrete.
Well, even for a 100-foot tower, you really don't need it to be that deep. The only thing that you want it to do is just not, you know, scoot out from underneath itself. Because, you know, all your lateral strength comes from your guy wires.
Well, see, this thing was supposed to be a self-supporting tower, believe it or not. And he decided after he got it up there, then that's when he decided to put the guy wires on it, too. And, of course, he had the land he could do it with. I mean, he has about 70 acres, and this is his third tower on that 70-acre piece of land.
But even at that, a 6 by 6 by 6 foot deep, that should be more than adequate for a 100-foot tower, self-supporting.
Yeah. Well, this one was about 140 feet he was going up with. This is his tallest one. He's got 225 footers, and this one he was putting up is 140 feet. And everything, and the reason his guide is because he was planning to put an 80-meter beam on it. I want to see the picture of that when he gets it done. It hasn't been done yet. All he's got is the tower up. The beam has not been put on it yet. Rusty, I got a phone call. I'll be right back. All right, W2T, I'm just sitting here. That worked out. I just got off of my phone call because I got one right after you did. And by the way, you still doing any work or have you hung it all up?
I'm still out there doing just a little bit of work, K4BWA. Matter of fact, I'll go over in the morning and do a $300 job. It'll take me about an hour and a half. So, you know, I'm not doing any advertising, I'm not doing any marketing, but any jobs come in or just call in, you know, I do them.
Yeah, people you've done work for before and they know you and they prefer to have you other than somebody new.
Hey, that's about the size of it right there.
Yep, I know a guy that is in business. He does that too. He does repairs on home appliances, but he's not in it full time anymore. But the other day he told me, he says, I'm not in it full time, but he says I get about 30 hours a week at it. And he picks up a nice little chunk of change from it too, because most of this stuff he's working on is commercial grade appliances.
Yeah, big restaurant stuff, I bet.
Refrigeration equipment of some sort or other. So, I mean, that's primarily what he works on. And he goes into these big restaurants that have got lots of freezer units back there. He goes into, he's got a couple of processing plants where he handles their refrigeration equipment too. And, you know, he retired about 2 years ago, and he says he still gets about 30 hours a week worth of work from all of these, from these people that he's done work with over the years, that would rather have him come do it than whoever the company that bought him out.
Yep. Well, so, hey, how'd you do on your Route 66?
Haven't even done it. Forgot it was even on this week, and didn't get involved in it.
Okay, you're letting me down there, bud.
One to really get all excited about the Route 66 thing. You know, I have worked some of the stations on it in the past, but I've never. I know a couple of guys I was talking to last night. The fact that he had gotten into doing that, and he said I disappointed him because I said I hadn't gotten into any of it, we were talking about it. A guy I was talking to this morning, he was down in Florida, he was doing some technical work for me on the computer this morning, and we were talking about the contest, and he said, yep, he said that's about his way. He says in the past he's been really hip on that, and it just didn't interest him.
Anyway, you know what? That's what it's all about. You do what you want to do, for the rest of it, I will say this. I managed to get on the radio Sunday afternoon, and in my truck, and I don't know what was going on with the band. It was just cracking away just perfect. But I worked Missouri and Arkansas, all in the span of about 20 minutes from my truck. So I was just kind of proud of this thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're mobile out there, you, believe it or not, you'll get more calls than you think about. than you would think because you're a mobile station, and they work harder to work you. It's like we have on that Century Club net, we've got some guys that get out there and are mobile a lot, and we had one that just did four state capitals mobile, and they were out in the Midwest, so, I mean, he was out there, and he got a lot of calls on the net. He was getting calls right and left from everybody on the net because he was working mobile. He had a special event or a club station with him, and he was also in work, and he was mobile in state capitals. So he was picking up a lot of calls from the on the net the other night.
About that. Well, I tell you what, I do want to take a 2-meter beam and go up to the top of the parkway and try to work 2-meter from up there and see how I can do.
Guys that have gone up there and just their car where they found a place that they could pull off and work and did some fantastic work on 2 meters and at one of the pullouts where you can pull it off and to look and did a bunch of 2-meter work up there on the parkway.
When I was in the other day, 2 meters pretty much line of sight, and I could see the Channel 4 tower, so, you know, that really wouldn't impress me. Now, if I could get down into Georgia or, you know, over into eastern North Carolina or do something like that, now that I would have a little bit of crowing to do with.
If the band conditions are right and everything, you can get some skip on 2-meter, and you can make some hellacious contacts on 2 meters. I've got a contact that I worked from Texas one time on 2 meters because the band was just that, and we were getting a lot of 2-meter skip, and I heard that station like he was sitting in my front yard.
Wow! Now you're not talking about doing it. You're talking simplex, right?
Yeah, we were working simplex.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd kind of like to try that from up there sometime.
Yeah, I was on the simplex frequency, the calling frequency on 2 meters, and I threw my call out there. I forgot where I was. I was up on a hill, mountaintop somewhere. I was going somewhere. And I thought, the heck with it. I had pulled over to stop to walk the dog, and I got back in the car, and I thought, let me put the 2 meters on here and throw it on that like that. And the next thing I know, I'm making contact with this guy in Texas. And, this was like about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was surprised as heck out of it.
14652.
Roger.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I'd like to try that sometime with something like a 2-meter beam and give that a shot sometime. See what I can come up with.
But you know, there's a lot of VHF contests out there now, VHF and UHF contests. A lot of guys are now getting them 2-meter all band. All mode rigs and getting out there and doing a lot of 2-meter that way and that's always a good way to get some interesting contacts.
Yep. All right, well listen, I've got to go unload this load of wood right quick, so jump out there and have some fun and just feel sorry for me on Saturday, bud.
Down in Florida. Why should I feel sorry for you?
I'll be here dealing with Bridezilla. But Sunday will be a new day. I'll be free of it.
You only hope.
Yeah, I know. You never really get them off on their own.
But then by Sunday's when all the bills start showing up.
Oh, no, no, no. Uh-uh. No. If it ain't paid for in advance, it ain't going to get paid for. Saturday night at midnight is it. The bank closes.
keep thinking about that, Steve. Just keep that in your mind and have that little dream there. It'll bust your bubble soon.
The bill after Saturday night, they'll be paying it themselves. All right, bud, well, listen, I'm gonna let you go. K&4 VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
All right. Well, you just go out there and find you a place, tie you some rope around that wood, and just drive off real fast with your truck, and it'll empty it out for you. It'll do to your truck, but, yeah, you know. Hey, anyway, Steve, don't work yourself too hard. W2T clear.